Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Grown Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 16th, 2016, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is my partner in life, love, and business, and my husband,
yeah.
Alfred Edmond Jr. Come on in, baby.
We
say
love
hello.
Saying that. My wife Zara, my husband Alfred. Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Grown Zone Radio, you regular listeners. And to new listeners, thanks for joining. Bring some more people aboard. Just real quick, the book Loving in the Grown Zone, thank you for those of you who are buying the book in droves, especially during the holiday season. But let me just remind you, it does not matter what your relationship status is. This book is a book that is a must read if you're really going to have healthy relationships. And with Valentine's Day coming up, it's a great book to read with your boo, your husband, your wife, your partner, or if you're single, to read yourself so you understand what to look for to establish healthy relationships of honor, esteem, and respect. So just go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. It just tells you. You can get the book anywhere, Amazon, whatever. But we want to urge you to continue to promote the book among the people you care about. And, again, it's a great Valentine's Day gift idea.
Yes, I love it when it's a full house. Oh, the lines are lit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're choosing grown for 2016.
Yes, love it, love it. and either in that, so here's what we recognize. We have people who are at different levels with us.
Yes.
There are singles who are hopeful. There are newly divorced who are like, I'm in that space, honey, where I don't want to see nothing like a partner. I need to learn about this thing right now. And we have those who are in some relationships and who are in that 80% who, of those married, are not happy. And they're looking at divorce as an option. And so we say all the time in the Grown Zone that we are not pro-marriage. We are pro-healthy relationship.
Yes.
So that if you're in a relationship, it means that if you're going to stay in it, then you've got to have the tools to renegotiate the terms, and both of you have to be on board for it, or that needs to end, period.
Right.
So I celebrate and salute all of you who are here, and we know that the Grown Zone Nation continues to increase in number, and the movement becomes more of a force,
mm-hmm.
and all of that because of all of you. You all are continuing to, your lives are being impacted, and you are sharing what you're learning with others. And for that, y'all, we all get better. We raise the tide overall.
New levels in 2016.
Yes, that's what this is. Okay, so January is widely referred to as divorce month in legal circles. Did you know that? Yes. Smack in the middle of engagement season that runs from Thanksgiving through Valentine's Day. So this edition of Grown Zone Radio explains why investing in marriage readiness now can prevent the financial and emotional devastation of bad marriages and divorce in your future. A commitment to marriage readiness requires you to always be mindful of three things: the high cost of marrying recklessly, which is more than $100,000 plus, your happiness, security, and even your life is at risk. Who you're marrying, why you are marrying. Marriages end in divorce not because the institution itself is flawed, but because too few are prepared and qualified for it. Divorce prevention is not about staying married at any cost, but refusing to marry without real training and preparation. So, Alfred, let's go ahead, babe. Let's really start to deal with this, because that when we talk about the key to reducing the divorce rate is not about staying, because there are too many people who are who are saying, once you do it, you got to stay in it at all costs. The cost is way too high.
And we're telling you that is not the grown approach to healthy relationships. There is a high cost for marrying recklessly. When we hear about people call about January is divorce month, that's not just a fad or a euphemism. That's what January is called in legal circles.
Yes.
That's what lawyers and divorce lawyers call the month of January. And divorce season runs beginning in January when divorce filings jump by 300% and run all the way through March. So there's reasons for that. But what we're here to tell you to do is that you don't have to accept those statistics as a reality of life and marriage for yourself. If you focus on marriage readiness, marriage preparedness, so you can make the right choice on the front end, and too much of what we look for to, quote-unquote, reduce the divorce rate is after the fact. As Zara says, oh, the key to reducing divorce is just to stay married.
Mm-mm.
Stay married no matter what. So stay married no matter how unhappy you are, no matter how unhealthy it is, no matter what he does or what she does, or just stay married. You know, and you have people saying, well, we're married. Our marriage is working because we have an open relationship. I mean, think of the terms under which people decide married at any cost.
Yes. Come on, y'all.
And we're trying to let you know the cost is often too high.
Often. And in fact, there are some situations, y'all, where when I hear some of the things that people are living in and living with, and that's chipping away at their self-esteem, chipping away at their very being, all because they don't want to endure what they consider will be shame from certain circles, or trying to stay in it for what society says you're supposed to do.
Well, I don't want to be a failure. I don't want to be a quitter. All of those things.
And y'all, and this is where Alfred and I stand before you. And with four divorces total under our belt, to say it was all worth it. We were in the church living through the shame, living through, you know, society talking about what can you tell me about relationships when you've had two failed divorces yourself. Listen, what I had was the courage to look at that thing and look at the fact and to embrace personal growth and to know that who the woman I was in that moment was not the same woman I was when I said I do, because that woman would not have said I do under those circumstances, and recognizing that those conditions were not about to get any better, but I could.
But listen, guys, and we're going to get into it during the course of the show in terms of the cost of reckless marrying. You don't have to go through two and three divorces to figure it out.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
That's what we're trying to tell you.
That's what we're trying to tell you. So what we're offering in 2016, and those of you who are already in the Grown Zone will hear about it first. If you go to grownadvice.com, you can make sure you're in the loop and sign up for our announcements. But we are going to be offering marriage readiness training in 2016 to help you to not marry recklessly, to marry in a way that's going to cost you. And we're going to talk about some of those costs, but the reason why we're doing this, the reason we do the Grown Zone is prevention.
Yeah.
We're trying to do prevention. There's Fix My Life and other things that are on the back end, which are necessary. We're not dissing them at all.
Absolutely.
You know, once you're in it, you need help to get out of it. But our goal is to provide you with services and training and programs to help you, and which is what our book is all about, Loving in the Grown Zone, to help you have some standards and criterion to make healthy choices in the first place, including with the decision to marry. So let's talk a little bit about the cost. First of all, there's the financial cost. The average wedding is $30,000 just on average, which means many of them are a lot higher. The average divorce is also about $30,000 or higher to get out of a marriage. And then you talk about both the financial and emotional cost of being in a bad marriage, especially for those of you who stay longer than a decade. You're talking about well over $100,000 of risk, financial alone. We're not even getting into the emotional risk and other risks that Zara is going to address as well. But so when people tell you, oh, just go ahead with it, follow your heart, take that leap, you're risking significant financial resources on a decision that can change your entire life and not necessarily for the better.
Yes.
So I said last week in last week's show, if somebody told me I could spend $1,000, $2,000 on some training to save me, and I won't even give you the number of my marriage's cost, $200,000, $100,000, and the ripple effects on children, family, schooling, housing, et cetera, I'd have dropped that dime in a second. You know, so there's a real cost. And when people are just pushing you, and let me say this up front, Zara, you may hit on this as well. What passes for marriage counseling today is sad.
Baby, I know you were going to
premarital counseling.
When do you get? Think about that. For those of you who have been married and have gone through counseling, you had already chosen your mate. you already knew who you were. It was already in the works.
You got a ring on your finger.
You got a ring on. You've got the dress picked out.
You got all the catering paid for.
You got all of that done, and then you got to go to the pastor now and get some counseling. So what you're saying is, bless this stuff that I've already done instead of having some preparedness, some qualifiers, and you being ready yourself for all the pressures that will then come, because if you're ready, they're not pressured at all.
Because by that point, everybody who's involved has a vested interest in you making it to that altar.
Yes.
Guess who doesn't care how many times you marry and divorce?
Come on, baby.
The bridal industry, $51 billion a year.
And the divorce industry,
$50 billion a year. So if you already got a ring on your finger, a wedding a date picked, a church picked, a location, catering, if you got all that worked out, and then you decide, let me go get some premarital counseling.
You really need to
know that you are predisposed and biased toward getting married, whether it's right for you or not.
And so you are not getting any preparedness.
Exactly.
Readiness. You're not getting ready for what you're actually about to encounter, because the reality is, if you had some marriage readiness tools, then that would have happened long before you even met your boo, long before you even considered
a proposal, yep.
Long before any of those things. If you don't have the tools to know what a foundation of healthy looks like, and that starts with healthy of you being healthy,
self-love,
to recognize healthy,
personal
so that
growth,
the two of you are coming together and able to really have a foundation that prepares you for anything that comes.
So when we offer our seminars and courses, our courses are going to either help you to say yes with confidence or have the courage to say no.
Yes.
So we're not pushing you to the altar. We're not pushing you away from the altar. We're neither pro-marriage or anti-marriage.
That's right.
We're pro-healthy relationships.
That's what we are.
And so you'll be able to take our seminars and courses knowing we're not going to push you one way or the other. We're going to give you some standards to say yes with confidence or no with courage.
Yes. On that note.
But, babe, before I really want to hit this cost, this one thing, because there's another cost that unfortunately is never really talked about until after the disaster happens. And you talked about a case or something you ran across earlier this week.
It was very troubling. You know, we always, every single one of us have been touched in some way or another with murder, suicide, people in a relationship, and somebody either kills another, or they kill the other and they take themselves. And when divorce
is not an option,
then murdering somebody is.
And
I know that's a hard, hard pill, especially for those of you who are in church and religious and born again. This is not mocking you. This is asking you to please hear us.
And challenge your beliefs
about this particular area, because you are marrying individuals, people. You're not marrying God. I know they told you all this time that you know God, as long as God is in it, then you just hold on. God's gonna turn it. I know you're going to watch movies that are telling you to go in your prayer room and you're gonna be able to change the heart of those are movies, y'all. People have to make their own decisions. And if you're not on the same darn page, somebody's going to draw a short stick.
If you're not healthy for one another. And in the particular example, and we're not going to call any names. We don't even know these people. But in too many cases, the people doing the murder-suicides are described as devout Christians.
Because that's what happened with this couple last week.
It was a devout Christian couple with two young children, maybe?
I'll tell it. It was, and this just happened in Virginia. I don't know these people, but I heard that they even co-pastored the church they were a part of.
Right.
Their pastor was on television saying that, in fact, I got to go find this so I can tell you what she said. She said, if you're looking for rationale, you're not going to find it because these were God lovers. They really loved the Lord. I said, God lovers and love the Lord, but clearly not themselves
or each other.
That's because
right.
If you are operating from a space of self-love, then you are not going to feel like you got to convince or convert somebody to stay with you. You're not going to come up with no possession. You're not going to have no possession consciousness because you know that you don't want nobody owning you, that you are two individuals who have decided to go on this journey together. But if it's not healthy, you're going to love yourself and love the other one enough to cut the ties and say, baby, I'm going to need you to go over there, and I'm going to go over here, and we're going to figure this thing out, because when it's no longer healthy for the two of you and it's doing you more harm than it is good, then the grown thing to do is to say, we need to give each other a little space here because we're doing each other more harm than we are good. Please tell me where the God is in that when you're going to force each other to stay in something that you don't have the tools to get out of.
Not to mention those other inmates in your prison, your kids.
One daughter who was away at college and a 4 or 5-year-old daughter who was
in the house
when that happened.
Yep.
Come on, y'all. We got to wake up. We got to stop that. Stop. We've got to wake up. You're married to people. People who have the right to do just like you have the right to do, to learn how to do something different or not. And if you're with somebody who's not willing to learn how to do something different, then care enough about you to step.
A happy, healthy marriage is never a sentence.
Come on now.
And I want to leave it with that thought as we go into the song break.
Okay, baby. Go ahead and lead them in.
The song is one of my favorite Mary J. Blige songs, because it describes a couple who are serving their marriage as a sentence.
Mm.
It's a sentence relationship. They're there out of obligation. They're suffering. They're unhappy. And they're saying, I can't do this alone.
Okay, here it is. It's Alone with Mary J. Blige. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Baby, can I talk to you for a minute? Listen, boy, you had me fooled. I can't believe you, 'cause you never done anything that I asked of you. Always talking lies, I just can't do right. Blaming me for everything, and that just ain't right. Girl, I need help, 'cause I can't do this alone.
what to do. Girl, I'm so tired of you.
Do what you gotta do, 'cause I can't do that alone.
I've tried everything, but I can't do it no more.
It's not all about you. And I
don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I don't know.
Well, I gotta leave.
Shouldn't have to do it alone.
So, our marriage readiness trainings that we'll be offering shortly is really designed to prevent that. You shouldn't have to get into a situation with another person where both of you are looking at each other saying, "I can't do this. I can't do this."
And,
well, you shouldn't have to do this alone. But that's not going to get fixed during, or it's harder by then, during the relationship. Or after you realize everything is horrible, you got to have some forethought. You got to have some training. You have to have some. You don't wait until you buy the car and you start driving to start taking lessons.
Well, here's the thing, and this is this is why, you know, the little 4-week counseling that you get just before you say I do is ineffective. It's because understanding self, understanding some basics about individuality, understanding some basics about interpersonal skills, understanding some basics about attractors and sustainers.
Understanding your belief systems,
understanding your
and what they produce.
Why you are attracting whom you are attracting.
Yes.
When we sit with people, when we start asking questions about the kind of relationship they have and where it all started, it was long before they said I do. Most people who say I do have no business saying I do.
Absolutely.
Because they're not ready. It doesn't mean that as many people cannot get married and have successful relationships. It means that we all need some marriage readiness training.
Yeah.
Because if it's going to be successful, you as an individual, each of you have to be ready so that the foundation is solid.
Yeah, it's not about reducing marriage. It's about reducing the recklessness.
Yeah.
The randomness.
Yeah.
Waiting for the stars to align and your panties to get wet and the fireworks to go off. Or somebody to lay hands on you to say you two belong together.
Or expecting that you just got this burn an idea that was so godly and spiritual that this is the one. Yeah, there's a video going around right now in social media from a very popular couple where somebody said, God showed me that this was the one. Y'all, come on, stop.
You have the facility and the capacity to choose who is healthy for you, but you have to have standards. So what you'll get out of our marriage readiness sessions is two very, very important things that we're going to hit very quickly before the show. Criterion to decide who you should marry, and this is before you've met them ideally, you know, who you should marry and why you should marry. Too often, we don't even consider these questions. We meet somebody, we decide to marry them, and then the who and the why is already a foregone conclusion. You have to think about that and be prepared for that through training and readiness and preparation before you commit to these relationships. So let's talk a little bit about the criterion that we will cover in our courses regarding who you should marry.
And you've heard some of this, but we drill down on these. And it's about, you know, are you marrying a stranger? Are you marrying a dependent? Are you marrying a partner? If it's not a partner, then you're setting yourself up.
And you don't wait until after you're married to figure that out.
Or to then realize that you married somebody that you didn't know. You didn't know those things about them. Or you married somebody based on their potential, but you were willing to take care of them in the beginning. Or, you know, you married somebody who had certain things that they liked that you needed to fund in order to keep them happy. There are ways that you can do all of that before you say, I do. Or when it comes to standards, baby, we say this all the time, HER, that's our acronym for honor, esteem, and respect. If it's not demonstrated early, and there are ways to know if somebody is honoring, esteeming, and respecting you, if they are not, then that's where you have to have the chutzpah, the courage to say, I don't move any further with this.
And we will teach you how to apply that standard in relationships. It's one thing to say you want it. It's another thing to say, here's how I apply that standard so I can make healthy selections for myself. And the other thing is to use sustainers, another principle that we talk about all the time in the Grown Zone, and not attractors in terms of making your choices.
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be, you have to train yourself. We have to help you learn to resist conditioning.
Yeah.
Because you've been conditioned to make your choices based on attractors.
Yes.
And we will teach you the sustainers that should be really driving your choices when it comes to any type of relationship commitment.
And not
marriage.
Just teaching you the sustainers, but every single person in there will get different messages, because everything that you've learned up until the point of sitting in that session is going to come up for you. And we'll be able to address these things and make it very, very personal for who you are, how you are, and what has brought you to the point that you are, so that you then know what you need to work on as an individual, so that you can start to attract differently based on some healthy, self-loving, from a healthy, self-loving space.
So you attract what you are and who you are.
Absolutely.
So you have to cultivate the sustainers in yourself, not just look for them in others.
Yeah, we're going
to
help clean your magnet so you can get some better stuff.
Then you got to change and address why you're told you should marry. Marriage is not just a way to get guilt-free sex.
Mm.
Marriage is not something you do just to get social acceptability.
Mm.
Marriage is not something you do to attain financial security. There's only one legitimate reason to marry.
Only one, listen.
That you are both healthy, qualified, and prepared to increase your capacity for self-love and personal growth.
That's it. We
missed that. That's the only reason. Anything else you're being told is a setup for an unhappy marriage and a likely divorce.
You know what I like? I like hearing from y'all. So if you like any of this, tell me about it. Tell us. Send us some tweeters. Come on Facebook. Send us an email.
Go to growingadvice.com.
Send
me
an email at info@grownzone.com.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from y'all. You know, because while we're doing this and we're setting all these things up, if there's something specific that's going on with you that we need to make sure we include, let me know that.
Yes.
Let us know how this all strikes you. And let me know if I pissed you off. I want to know that too. Okay? It's all good. All right, y'all. So, until next time, hell.
Yes.
Live
and love
in
the Grown Zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. In everything I do, my past don't dictate who I am. I do, yeah. I'd have been through some painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances.
given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making room for my joy.
You